Message number 848. Mother of Salvation, the fallout in Rome will result in many being led astray. Saturday, July 20, 2013. My child, as turmoil within the Christian faith increases, there will still be those loyal to my son who by their strength of faith will guard and protect the holy word of God. The fallout in Rome will result in many being led astray and who will unwittingly turn away from my son Jesus Christ. They will fall into error because they will accept new doctrines which do not come from God. Pray for those within the Christian churches who will fall into the trap of accepting lies given to them in the guise of those who claim to have been chosen by my son to proclaim his word. All these things have been foretold to visionaries for centuries, and yet many of you refuse to accept these prophecies. I have warned humanity of these dark days ahead because my son wishes you to be on your guard against the fallen angels who will infest his church on earth. My tears fall in great torrents because so many sacred servants within the church deny my appearances. These apparitions were approved by God to make humanity aware of the dangers facing souls lest they were given the truth in advance. The prophecies given to you at La Salette and Fatima are of great significance. Why do so many who claim to love me their mother ignore what I told the world? You have not listened and you have allowed yourselves to be deceived. It is time to remember that the darkness which envelops my son's church on earth is caused by the evil one who has misled many. This darkness cannot come from my son, and as such his mystical body, his church, remains intact. Those who remain true to his mystical body will not deviate from the truth. Those who betray my son's church and reject his teachings by adopting new practices which are insulting to Jesus Christ, cut yourselves away from his mercy. You must know that when the cross of my son is amended to look different, and when the way in which the sacrifice of the Mass is adapted in the name of modernity, then you will see the disrespect for my son in the way in which these things are presented. You must never betray my son. He has suffered so much, and still some of those within his own church will fall into error and crucify him all over again. When you witness these events, you will know that times are changing and that the final battle between God and the beast is underway. Your beloved mother, Mother of Salvation.